Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the latest knowledge-based podcast offered by eMoney. My name is Brett Tharp, and in today's episode, I interview Shannon Yeagley, who is a leader in eMoney's growth marketing department, about our upcoming Advisor Summit, which kicks off October 20th. Now, eMoney is proud to host our annual conference, and I'm always blown away by the quality of the speakers and the learning opportunities that are made available to Summit attendees. And Shannon joins us to share specific details about what to expect for this year's Summit, along with some compelling insights on why current and prospective software subscribers should consider attending. So without further ado, let's begin the episode. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information. Nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Shannon. So we're extremely appreciative of you giving us some of your time here today. But before we get going, do you mind actually sharing maybe a little bit about yourself and your role here at eMoney for the audience?
Yeah, of course. First, thank you so much for having me. I am so appreciative of you asking me to join this podcast for sure. Very passionate about Summit and very excited to give you just a quick preview of what's ahead for our Summit in October. My name is Shannon Yeagley, and I am the Vice President of Growth Marketing here at eMoney. I've been with the company for 3 years, and I'm based out of our Radnor office. I live in the Philadelphia area. This is my second year overseeing the planning of our summit, and I feel incredibly grateful to work alongside such talented people who make this event so, so special.
Yeah, it's always a blast, and I'm very much looking forward to it as well. And as you know, we're only a few weeks away from the 2025 summit. So for those who maybe aren't familiar with our annual conference, could you give just some background information about what to expect for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. The eMoney Advisor Summit is our highly anticipated annual user conference. And this year it takes place virtually from October 20th through the 22nd. Our theme is Tomorrow's Planning Today, which is all about preparing advisors to meet the evolving needs of their clients and their businesses with confidence. As with any industry, part of this evolution is about technology, and this year the buzz continues to be around AI, so we'll be talking about that. But just to clarify, it's not all about AI replacing jobs, but rather how technology and human expertise work together to make financial planning stronger and more impactful. This year marks a special milestone for us as well. It's our 25th anniversary. And for over 25 years, eMoney has been defined by innovation, reliability, and a shared commitment to helping people achieve financial peace of mind. And Summit is a reflection of that mission. We've built a strong agenda, packed with content tailored to both clients and prospects. So whether you're a seasoned advisor or just starting out in your career, we have more than 20 sessions that attendees will have the opportunity to earn up to 15 CE credits. And that includes the CFP Board Ethics CE credits, which is always well received. We're also bringing a mix of formats. So from breakouts to panels and networking lounge to exhibit hall, we allow you to hear from our leadership team, industry experts and sponsors. And additionally, once you register, you'll be able to schedule one-on-one coaching sessions for personalized learning of our platform as well. And the best part is, in my opinion, our community. Our attendees will walk away with actionable strategies that can be applied almost immediately. And it's truly a can't-miss event for anyone in the financial planning space.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I know I often get questions about automation, artificial intelligence. So I know that's always a very curious topic, especially for a technology company like eMoney, for us to share. But as you said, there's going to be plenty of other great reasons to attend. And one thing I'd like to also just reiterate is this is going to be a virtual summit like we've done in the past. But for those who maybe attended a virtual summit in the recent past, Is there maybe a difference from what we're going to be doing this virtual summit compared to previous virtual summits?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe what makes Summit so special is that all of eMoney collaborates to ensure that we're providing the most comprehensive event. And so what I mean by that is we are spanning across topics from up-to-date market trends, research, thought leadership, product updates, as well as educational and networking opportunities. And each year we do evaluate past feedback as well as current trends to make sure that the content that we deliver is in ways that will positively impact our attendees.
I'm with you on just the spirit of collaboration. I know I've been collaborating a whole lot with different departments and the different sessions that I'm going to be hosting. So yeah, collaboration is certainly key. And also in the spirit of collaboration, we absolutely love making podcasts for all of you, our listeners. Now we want to listen to you. What do you like about the Knowledge Base podcast? What could we potentially improve? What topics would you like us to potentially do an episode on? You can definitely let us know, and we kindly ask you to send a message using the form on the Contact Us page of the podcast's website, or you can simply send an email to knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. As we enter the podcast's third year, we want your feedback now more than ever. That said, we are also featuring a lot of great external speakers, and I wanted to see if you could maybe share just a little bit about the keynote speakers that are planned for the 2025 summit.
So we're thrilled about this year's keynote lineup. On day one, we'll be joined by Carl Richards. Many people know him from his Sketch Guy column in the New York Times. He is most known for his hand-drawn sketches. He uses that to make complex financial topics surprisingly simple and easy to understand. And he has a really unique way of helping us all think differently about the planning process. And then on day two, we'll welcome Dr. Michelle Rosen. She's an expert in leadership and change. She's going to share data-backed insights on how both advisors and their clients can make meaningful, lasting changes. Sometimes we know it's so relevant in today's environment especially. And then to close out Summit, we're also excited to have Michael Kitzes back again with us this year. He'll be speaking on the key factors that drive advisor productivity. And beyond his keynote, which is really awesome, he's going to be available in the networking lounge. So we'll be able to continue the conversation directly there with all of our attendees. So it's an incredible lineup, and I think our audience will walk away really inspired and ready to put those new ideas into action.
I'm very much looking forward to all three of our keynotes. That said, we are offering additional types of speakers, whether they're maybe panelists or maybe some of our executives. So could we maybe just share a little bit about some of the other types of speaking opportunities that we're going to be featuring?
So in addition to our keynote speakers, we are also offering a number of special guest panels and some executive sessions. That's really going to add some depth and variety to the summit experience. Whereas the keynotes are designed to inspire, these sessions are more interactive and will be focused on specific challenges and opportunities facing advisors today. So they'll give attendees a chance to hear from a broader range of voices, not just our own eMoney leaders, but power users, industry innovators, and also academic experts. So we're driving into topics that matter most to our advisors and topics that have been lifted up through research, through industry trends, and input from our users. So for example, we have a main stage session that's going to be titled Talking About Tomorrow, How eMoney Power Users Are Leading with Innovation. Our head of financial planning, Matt Schulte, will be leading that conversation along with advisors Patty Brennan, Greg Fuhrer, and James Werner. And they're going to share real-world perspectives on how they're evolving their practices to meet client needs today and into the future. Another great panel that we have is entitled The Future of Advice, Talent, Tools, and Skills for the Next Generation. And this will be moderated by our very own Emily Kuchel. And that panel will feature perspectives from Kellen Brown. She is the COO, CFO of 100 Women in Finance. Jamie Hopkins, who is the president of FinServ Foundation. And Hannah Moore, who is the founder of the externship. They're going to discuss everything from innovation to career pathways and how firms can build cultures that both attract and retain the next generation of talent. So that one's going to be a really good one as well. And then finally, we'll host a panel discussion, and that one's titled Tomorrow's Planning Today. That's featuring Connor Sung from eMoney. We'll have Bob Veres on that, as well as Celeste Ravelli from Fidelity and Wendy De La Rosa from Wharton. So they're going to be diving into the human side of advice and the evolving role of the advisor and the needs of clients in an ever-changing landscape. So these sessions really complement our keynote speakers, and they're giving practical insights, diverse perspectives, and actionable strategies that our attendees can take back to their firms.
Those sessions sound absolutely amazing. A lot of great industry names, a lot of familiar names on my end too. So that's great to see, and very, very excited myself to be able to check out those with all the spare time that I'm going to have at the summit. But that kind of leads me to my next question here for you is, obviously, these can be very full days of different content and different learning opportunities. So could you maybe give the listeners just an idea as far as general schedule of events and sessions and just to what maybe anticipate what the day-to-day should be like at the summit?
Yeah, so hopefully I do it justice, because you're right. There are so many things that we are doing within those 3 days. So I'll kind of start at the top, if that's okay. I'll start with day one. So that's going to be Monday, October 20th. And we're going to kick off the summit by exploring the exhibit hall, where you'll find all of our sponsors. We'll also be hearing from eMoney leadership on research and product vision and roadmap. And then the day also features a mix of what we're calling fundamental and masterclass sessions. We're offering CE credits on topics like need analysis, annuities, client portal engagement, and retirement planning. And day one will be the keynote by Carl Richards, who I talked about previously. And then we'll conclude with a deep dive masterclass sessions on retirement income and tax strategies. Day two will begin with the ethics session, and it will feature keynote from Dr. Michelle Rosin and the Fidelity Main Stage sponsor session. You can also attend the summit theme panel, which I talked about previously before, with that Connor Sung is hosting. There'll also be opportunities to engage in our networking lounge, and you can still continue to select from fundamental, going beyond, and our masterclass sessions. Those will be focused on estate planning, client engagement, and advanced financial planning tools. We'll also continue with sponsor breakouts and additional ethics sessions to round out that afternoon. And then finally, on day three, we'll continue exploring the exhibit hall, continue to gain insights from our sponsor panels. And then our last main stage will be Michael Kitsey's on advisor productivity. Our sessions will continue focus on enhancing client experiences, mastering eMoney features, as well as planning for life transitions and advanced estate and insurance strategies. We'll continue to offer multiple CE credits. And then we will conclude summit with the masterclass case studies on managing risk and investments, which hopefully leaves our attendees with, you know, as I said previously, too, some actionable strategies to elevate their practice. So it's definitely an action-packed 3 days for sure.
Absolutely. And I was heavily involved with the two case studies that you kind of mentioned and a couple other sessions. And I'm really excited for our attendees to listen and learn and get a whole lot out of these sessions. All the sessions, not just the ones that I did, of course. But
well, we appreciate your expertise and your participation for sure. And yes, I encourage everyone to sign up for those sessions.
Absolutely. I want to be fair with your time here, but a couple last questions, if you don't mind. As we're getting closer to October and the actual summit itself, could we maybe share when individuals can register? Maybe if there's a deadline to do so by, or can you maybe share just a little bit more information about how to register?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go ahead on our website and register. It's emoneyadvisor.com/summit. You'll be able to find the link to, well, one, for more information, and you'll see our schedule posted there in real time. But you'll be able to sign up there. We do have summer pricing. That said, our summer pricing is ending on 9/24. So we want to make sure you, if you are interested in Summit, that you sign up prior to the 9/24 date. But overall, registration will remain open through October 15th. So still plenty of time to get registrations in.
Excellent. Well, don't delay. Certainly register sooner rather than later. And that said too, Shannon, I know it, you know, it's getting kind of late in the game, but are we still open to any type of sponsorship types of inquiries or requests?
That's a great question. At this point, we've actually closed sponsorship opportunities for this year's summit. We are so lucky. We've had such an overwhelming response. And unfortunately, we just can't accommodate additional sponsors at this time with our schedule, as I was just saying how jam-packed it is. That said, I do want to just call out, it really speaks to the value our clients and our partners see in Summit. And we're just so grateful for their continued support and partnership. And I encourage you to visit the interactive exhibit hall supported by this year's sponsor summits. That's a mouthful. And I just wanted to give a shout out, if I could, to this year's sponsors. Is that okay?
Yeah, please do.
All right. So we have Fidelity Investments. We have Millie, Allianz, Vanilla, Nationwide, Wealth.com, Flourish, and Zox. So please, please go check out their exhibit hall. It's interactive, and we are just super appreciative for their continued sponsorship in our summit.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Shannon, as we're wrapping things up here, I know you did mention the website. So again, emoneyadvisor.com/summit. But any other places or sources that attendees or anyone interested can maybe visit to get more information as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can also email events@emoneyadvisor.com. There's also a dedicated advisor summit at emoney.com mailbox as well. But you can reach out to your account manager, your customer service representative, your sales representative. Anybody will be able to point you in the right direction to get you in contact with us for more information.
Awesome. Well, Shannon, really do appreciate your time and you sharing a lot of great background information and overall reasons to definitely attend the summit this year. I figured to just give you one last opportunity to share any other final thoughts that you have with our audience.
Yeah, no, I want to thank you again. I'm really excited for this year's summit and for all the opportunities it provides. And I encourage anyone interested in the future of financial planning or in making the most of the eMoney experience to join us. It's definitely going to be an inspiring and interactive few days. And I can't wait to see everyone there.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it as well. And yeah, can't wait for it to get here. So, all right. Well, with that said, Shannon, we're going to wrap up the interview here. And again, just want to express my gratitude to you for coming in and just giving us all of your perspectives and reasons for checking out the 2025 summit. So thanks again, Shannon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
As we conclude this episode, I again just want to say thank you, Shannon, for giving us your time and sharing so much great information regarding the 2025 eMoney Summit. As you all have heard, there are many reasons and benefits for attending, and we're expecting nothing less than another stellar conference. I want to also say thank you to you, the listener, for again taking the time to tune in to the episode as well. Now, we will be back in a couple of weeks for our next Knowledge Base podcast. But until then, on behalf of everyone at eMoney, we hope you are taking care, staying safe, and we look forward to talking again soon.